This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is, we're continuing on with the summer of the 2011. And tonight, we go in a sort of, not a different direction, but, you know, sort of a fun direction. Just because of, you know, looking at the resume and everything, this lady is, she is well-traveled. They refer to her as the Gun Queen, which is actually her business out of Dallas, Texas. Her name, from Team STI, her name is Diana Huffstedler. Good evening, young lady.
Hey, good evening, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, tell me a little bit about you.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Where do you want me to start? Do you want me to tell you about my background growing up in Eastern Europe without any guns? Or do you want me to tell you about my education and business background, or do you want to talk about guns and competition? Your choice.
Well, let's talk about the Eastern European background. When did you get to come to the United States?
You know, I moved to the U.S. when I was the tender age of 18, of course, thinking that I was way more grown up than I was. And I moved to the U.S. to pursue my formal education. But I grew up originally in a former communist country, Bulgaria, Sofia, Bulgaria. I lived in the capital. And I still have memories of the communist regime back before 89 and 90 when the Berlin Wall fell. And actually, the Berlin Wall fell in 1989. And then shortly after, in 1990, we overturned our own government. But we had 45 years of communism, and I still have memories of it. And, you know, becoming a shooting competitor would have never been possible back there. So I'm right. Very grateful to live here.
Do you get to go back over there? Has Bulgaria sort of switched over and gone the way of some of these other Eastern European countries and discovered the joys of capitalism?
Yes. The short answer is yes. I do believe the economy finally is starting to pick up after years and years of, you know, struggling with the transition and corruption and everything else that follows, you know, a regime, any kind of dictatorial regime. But yes, things are a lot better now. We're part of the European Union. I think the economy is really picking up. It's definitely a prime place for tourism, especially at the seaside. We have beautiful mountainous regions as well. And funny you should ask, I'm actually going in less than a month. I plan on visiting with my little one and hanging out with my family and maybe traveling to some of the surrounding countries. But it's a beautiful place to visit, really.
Yeah, I was stationed in Europe right before the Berlin Wall fell. I left Europe and I left Germany in 1987. So,
I know
what it was like. Well, I know what it was like. I was in West Germany. You know, I took a trip to Berlin and we got to see how the other side lived. It wasn't very nice. Let's talk about you as a shooter.
Sure. Well, as you know, I'm part of the STI, competition shooting team. They have recently started compiling a very elite group of tactical team members as well.
Right.
But obviously, I'm on the competition side, which is where STI really originated. About 25 years ago, they revolutionized the world of competition by introducing the 2011 frame. And I started on a 1911 frame. I was always a fan of the original design. I think it's a very well-balanced type of firearm. I do like to have a little bit of weight on the front. And I started several years ago. Gosh, you're making me feel a little old. Maybe about 7 or 8 years ago in IDPA, at a local chapter in the middle of Missouri, in the middle of nowhere, just shooting at my local gun club. And I did that for a couple of years. Believe it or not, my very first competition year, I completed the full year, probably about 10 to 15 different local competitions with a borrowed gun. Most of my equipment was completely borrowed. I got a holster, a used outside the waistband leather holster that was certainly not meant for competition.
Sure.
And a really, really old Colt 1911. And I competed for several years, just kind of on the local level, and eventually decided to start challenging myself. I started going to state matches, regional matches. Then I got into USPSA, and eventually I discovered the joys of having a large magazine and a 2011 frame and being able to go really, really, really fast. So
yeah.
Things just kind of escalated after that. I got into three gun, and yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah, I just saw your email where you want to know how long this is going to take. Have you got the whole hour to spend here, Diana?
Oh, as long as you have me.
Okay, well, I'm going to have you for, well, let's think about how I'm putting this. Yes, I would like for you to stay for the whole hour, Diana, if you would do so. Please
do. All right. I'll ask you in about 45 minutes when I wear you out.
Well, you know, we only got 42 minutes of talk time. So that's actually, this actually works out really, really good. So, you compete in three gun, IDPS, IPSC, all, just about is, what don't you compete in? Looking at your CV, you, sort of compete in everything.
I do. I like to challenge myself, and I try to attempt my hand in different disciplines and learn something new. Probably the only thing I don't compete in is maybe F-class or long range. It's really kind of a slower game. It's definitely not for me. I don't think I have the patience for something like that. I enjoy dynamic sports.
Yeah. I don't.
And I haven't tried cowboy shooting. I don't know. Have you?
No, I haven't. I'm older than you are, Diana. I don't know how old you are. I'm 58 years old. The best chance you've got of getting me on a horse is if the Zambies are behind us. And if the Zambies aren't behind us, I'm not getting on no horse. So that's just not going to happen. For a woman, and let's set up the next segment. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about for a woman in three gun or for a woman in gun competition, period, how accepting is this? How does it work out? It seems to work out pretty good, but, you know, at the same time, I'm not a female and I'm not a competitor. You don't need to answer any of this. This is for the next segment. But and I also would like to know, there seems to be a generation of young ladies coming behind the ladies that are competing now, that are competing as we speak, that are just absolute, just like, you know, just crazy good. And is this the shape of things to come? I've always known, Diana, that women make better shots than men. So I don't have any problem with that part of it. I don't have any problem with it. Tell people how they can find you and what they do, what you do.
Sure. We will discuss the women in competition next, but you can certainly find me on gunqueen.com. I run a marketing agency that specializes in helping small to medium-sized businesses in the outdoor space advertise in a highly digital, highly analytical, and very crowded little big industry. So,
there you go.
Reach out to me if you need me.
We'll be right back This is the summer of the 2011, and this is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm actually auditioning tonight for, trying to get a job at gunqueen.com, even though I don't meet the certain criteria, I'm sure. But and to do that, I had to have my guest, Diana Huffstetler. She is part of Team 2011 and a shooter on Team 2011, a three-gun competitor, all kinds of competitor. I'd asked you, what is it like for you to be a female competitor in the world in which you occupy today?
Hey, Bill, let me tell you, if you wear a crown, I will step down as CEO. I promise you. You're welcome any day.
Let me tell you something. But, you obviously haven't looked at a picture of me. Do you know what a shaved head guy looks like with a crown on? It's just ridiculous.
I will pay money to see that.
Okay, well, we could talk about
maybe,
that.
Maybe we should speak about that offline and surprise everyone with a Facebook post or something.
We don't need to let anybody know.
Well, back to your question. I get that question a lot. What is it like being a female competitor in a really still largely male-dominated sport? And I have to tell you, it has been wonderful for me. Personally, I have always been welcomed by all of my fellow team members and competitors with just a warm welcome. I have felt very engaged and appreciated pretty much at every range. However, I have observed what we may classify as a significant boom in female competitors overall, and actually in female gun owners. I'm sure if you look at some statistics, I believe I read somewhere that there has been a 200% increase in female competitors in the shooting sport just within the last couple of years. And I don't even know how many as far as just regular conceal and carry gun owners. So it has definitely changed. Back when I first started at my local range, it was just me and one other lady shooting competitions. And that was month after month. We were the only two ladies out there. And at the time, I remember having just a couple of, female role models, women like Julie Golub and Vera Koo and Diana Mueller that, you know, have done this and kind of have been the trailblazers in the industry, so to speak. Jesse Duff, obviously. And what happened as I was getting into the sport and people like myself and several women in the quote-unquote younger kind of borderline millennial generation started becoming more outspoken about it. We go online, we post stories, we blog, we post videos, we share with one another. We form little groups like A Gun and a Girl, Babes with Bullets, which is ran by the Mitchell-X. And you have this entire new generation of women who are unafraid to share their experiences and to tell other women, hey, it's okay. It's not scary. The shooting world is welcoming to us. It's embracing us. It is making us successful, and it's allowing us to show them what we're made of. So I think we really have witnessed a huge transition in a sport that traditionally has been very male-dominated. And now you have this entire new generation of women, even younger than me, that, as you mentioned earlier, is literally too good to be true. We're talking people like Ashley Roark and Lena Michalek and Cheyenne Dalton, who's on my team, and Corinne Mosier, who's one of my bestest friends in the world, Jake Strzok from Team Terran Tactical. I mean, these are, the list goes on and on. I can't even, Rihanna Caddick. There's so many young women that are literally out shooting the vast majority of men. And again, this is not a competition of the genders. It's just a sure. testament of how welcome we are in this sport. At least that has been my experience. I don't know. Do you have any experience shooting with women?
Well, a long time ago, my uncle, a lot of the Olympic silhouette shooters, a lot of the young little girls that were trying out for these trying out for Olympic teams and everything, they would come to my uncle, who had held a few world records silhouette shooting. And I was fresh out of the military, and he was there one day, and this was, I've been out of the military 29 years. And he leans to me and he goes, "You know, nephew, they're a better shot than you. They're a better shot than me. They breathe better. They have a better touch for the trigger. Don't let it give you a blow to your ego, but they're better than you." And I have since, in that amount of time, you know, as I've grown up and I got into the gun industry part of, well, into the radio slash gun industry, which is not really even a thing. I've been to various classes, taken various classes, and I noticed that, you know, ladies pay attention. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I mean, like when I go to a class, when I used to go to a class before I became a little more self-aware, I'd walk in there and I felt like Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice. You know, I just didn't drive up in the Testarossa. I was like, well, wait, everybody sees how I shoot. This is going to be crazy good. And, you know, I'd go up there and I would shoot. And I'd shoot really fast, and they'd look at it and hadn't hit nothing. But I looked good. So.
That is so funny. Well, first of all, thank you for your service. Second of all, I'm pretty sure you can hit something. One thing I will say about women is they're a little more patient and they have less preconceived notions. I believe oftentimes men feel like it is expected of them to be competent in quote-unquote manly things. So they expect it of themselves almost to naturally know what to do.
Right.
And whenever you're rehearsing in your head what you're going to do next, instead of listening to the instructor, you know, half of the things kind of fly out without registering. So I've noticed that. I do teach on occasion in the Dallas for very small groups or private lessons. It's definitely not a primary, you know, business function in my life. But I do teach.
Let me get you to hold right there, if you would, please. We're talking the summer of the 2011. We're talking to Diana Huffstetler. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top EPA official who helped lead the Trump administration's rollback of Obama-era restrictions of carbon emissions is now resigning amid a congressional probe into whether he improperly aided former industry clients. EPA Assistant Administrator Bill Wareham is expected to depart in a few days. Ethics questions have dodged Wareham since his 2017 nomination by President Trump. He long represented the fossil fuels and chemical industries as a Washington lawyer. The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed testimony from White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. The federal agency says that she should be fired for many repeated violations of the Hatch Act, which prohibits employees in the executive branch from engaging in certain political activities. Chairman Elijah Cummings.
There are rarely issues that come before our committee that are so clear-cut.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the summer of the 2011, and tonight we're talking to Diana Huffstetler. She is part of Team 2011. Now, I know Jade, and I know that you're a member. You do stuff with Terran Tactical and everything else. With people like you who are working with STI.
Mm-hmm.
How do they come to you and say, okay, what is it you like about the gun? What could we do? Is it too heavy on the front? Do you want it to run flatter? How do you like the trigger? How do you like the texture on the grip? How much input do you get to give to tuning your pistol up?
You know, that's a funny question. I did actually go and pick up my pistols at the STI factory. They're based right here in Texas, some three right. hours away from me. So I did drive down, and I did request a few small changes. I believe they changed the grip, worked on the trigger a little bit. But overall, there really wasn't a lot of customization. The 2011 frame is one that obviously is no longer patented. So there are other companies out there copying it and building custom guns, and or there are also the typical Glock owners who buy a $500 Glock, and then they put $1,500 of customization in it. And by the time you do that, you could have just purchased an SDI that pretty much comes ready for competition right out of the box. The things that I did change were really personal preference type of things, and it was really something that you can customize just when you order your pistol. Things like getting a different grip or getting a short trigger bow versus a long one. Obviously, as a female, I kind of have smaller hands, or changing your sights. Other than that, I really haven't done much to my guns. Put some glitter on them or something. from a design perspective, I think SDI has really hit the jackpot, especially when it comes to balance. And anyone that shoots competition will tell you that balance in a competition pistol and accuracy are the two most important things, as well as the comfort of the grip, how sticky it is. So, the short answer is I really did not change a lot of things about the pistol. Maybe it's not what you're expected to hear.
Well, no, I didn't know. I mean, SCI has sent me a Staccato C, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get a Staccato P. And I have owned SCI guns before. I have SCI sponsored my show before. And this was back when they used to have five different pages of guns versus just having the Staccato line and the DVC line and the, I don't know if I would call it the limited edition Combat Master with a Terran Tactical. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they very much have streamlined their whole lineup. But I can look at the DVC line and I can see some attributes built into the Staccato line and vice versa. So, well, maybe not so much with the Staccato C. Do you carry the Staccato C by chance?
Not yet. I'm planning on it. But I do appreciate that somebody finally took the 2011 frame, or I should also refer to the 1911 frame because this is where it originated. And the Staccato C is actually a single stack pistol. The Staccato P is a double stack pistol.
Right.
But finally, somebody took a gun that many of us have come to love in competition and shooting sports and in just going to the range and built a compact carry gun that is appropriate for daily use. I don't know if you're aware, SDI just recently won a pretty big award. They received the Carry Handgun of the Year award from the industry Choice Awards, which I think is huge, especially when this is your first carry gun ever produced, designed, and manufactured in your entire 25 years of business. Obviously, they do have the DVC carry, but it is a larger carry gun.
Yeah, it's a double stack, right?
It's a double stack, correct. So I'm pretty fond of the Staccato C. I'm also very fond of the Staccato P, which I think is very appropriate for your larger male daily carry for law enforcement, just for people that don't mind having a heavier piece and still having that larger capacity. I haven't made the switch just yet, but I will be switching to a Staccato C as well. I currently carry a little Ruger LCP 380 just because I'm such a small person, so tiny, so it's really hard to conceal. But it's a barky little beast. It's not my favorite thing to shoot, frankly. So
yeah,
I'll be switching to the Staccato C as well.
I think, and Tony Pignato at SCI and I both talked about this, everybody, I think, if they carry guns long enough, you know, you start out and you're like, I'm going to carry the biggest gun I can hide. Well, I had scoliosis when I was a kid, and it wasn't treated, so I can hide a pump shotgun in the small of my back. That doesn't mean I like to do that. So, I mean, I at various times I have concealed in the waistband a Glock 34, a couple of full size CZs, Glock 17, 1911s of various stripes, both single and double stack. And I have noticed, though, that over time, everybody I know, all of my contemporaries, eventually, and Pignato pointed this out to me, everybody turns to a gun like the Staccato C if they're going to carry a gun every day, all the time. They're going to carry a gun like the Staccato C. This is why you see all these guys dressing out these Glock 43s and Smith & Wesson M&P shields and all these other things, because they're easier to carry in more circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it is a splendid idea that you carry the Staccato C. I highly recommend it.
Well, let me tell you, there's also another thing. It's the element of accuracy and dependability and consistent performance time and time again. You know, I have never had a problem with any of my STI guns. And so oftentimes you hear of problems that may come, or you have this widely inaccurate gun. Yes, many would argue that most intrications happen in really close proximity. Yes, that is true. But if I can still have the accuracy of a competition pistol in my carry gun, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I mean, it might only happen one time that I need extreme precision and accuracy, and that might be the time that it's life or death. And actually, just recently, a couple of months ago, we had several of our team members, the entire Yackley family.
Hold up right there, the Yackley family, because we're coming up on the next break. You know, this is the thing about radio, Diana. Got to hold up for those breaks. So, Diana Huffsettler, you can find her at gunqueen.com. And we're going to continue with her when we get back. This is the summer of the 2011, and this is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the summer of the 2011. We have been talking to Diana Huffstedler. She is on Team 2011. She works with Terran Tactical. She works with Streamlight. She works with 511. And she has a very nicely filled passport. She's going back to Bulgaria later, going home. So when they decided John Wick was going to carry an STI TTI gun, were you part of that little training contingent that had Halle Berry and Keanu Reeves there?
No, I didn't make it out there to train with Keanu. I do believe Corinne Mosier, who's also on the STI team, made it for a little training segment. But yes, Terran Tactical is also one of my sponsors, and he is really changing the way Hollywood is viewing guns and gun training. And I really hope that this is the beginning of a new era where Hollywood begins to embrace the gun culture as America has been doing for 200 years. But yes, I believe that whole collaboration was this top secret crazy plan between Terran Tactical and STI. And they came up with the limited edition Combat Master, which is smooth as butter. It is absolutely glorious pistol. And it's very, very fun to shoot. But no, unfortunately, no, I didn't make it out there to train with Keanu. I do travel to visit as much as I can, and there's always somebody fun out there. There's always some sort of actor or stunt people or performers of all kinds of sorts. So it's definitely fun to visit if you ever get a chance to train at the Terran Tactical Range. It's a blast.
Well, see, I've sort of talked him into letting me go out there to train with him.
Oh, good. But, I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Well, see, I'm afraid that Jade is going to hurt me because she looks absolutely ruthless. I posed with her at the SCI booth at the NRA annual meeting, and I was accused of I had both hands where you could see them, and I was, some of these people were out there hashtag me tooing me, and I was like, listen, if I do the wrong thing with this girl, she's just going to dislocate both of my shoulders. I'm just going to be standing there with like noodles from the shoulder down. I mean, that's not going to happen. I'm still a gentleman. I'm an older fella. I know. I don't want to get messed up. So, you know.
Oh, she is a beast. She will eat you alive.
Yeah. Well.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. She is probably one of the sweetest persons you'll ever meet.
Well, I mean, I've seen video of you shooting. I've seen video of her shooting. And what impresses me is what happens when you guys come out of the holster, because it might be sort of lighthearted up to that point, but when you guys come out of the holster, then everything really gets to be business, and your business is a quickly executed exchange of money or gunfire, however you want to put it, because I'm just impressed by the with the handguns, which is all I've seen, with the handgun portion of it. I'm very impressed with the proficiency that I see out there. So,
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it doesn't hurt to be shooting 2011s.
You stole my word.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just like anything else, I think practice makes perfect. So you don't start out shooting like a tornado or, a thunder going through the range like Taron Butler. You start slow and smooth, and you build upon skills, and you learn to get in your zone and perform better and better and better. But I do believe that equipment helps. It really helps you be faster. It helps you be smoother, and not having malfunctions could be the difference between winning a title and being dead last.
Yeah.
I mean, a terrible double feed could cost you a complete match. When, you know, something like a quarter of a second is what keeps you, or sometimes even less than that could be the difference between first place and second place. It's absolutely detrimental that your equipment performs time and time again without fail. And like I said, I do want to encourage people to try an SDI. If you have a local dealer that carries them, approach them. They do have the SDI experience, which is kind of like a traveling show. Right now, either team members from the pro team or Tony Pinato himself or somebody else from the company may travel in your area and do a demo of multiple guns. I encourage people to experience the guns. We can sit here and brag about how awesome they are, but until you try it, you really wouldn't know.
One thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get about 1,000 rounds of ammo. And it really depends on when Tony gets the Staccato P to me, but I'm going to get about 1,000 rounds of ammo, and I'm going to take that Staccato C out there and see if I can break it. And I'm almost certain I'm not going to be able to, because that's the other thing that I don't think most people understand. The STI of years back did not, they didn't have quite the quality control that STI today has. Because I had two guns that broke before they got to the range. Just me messing with them here. I had to take them to a gunsmith and get them fixed. Just little itty bitty things, but they, you know, you would think, well, this gun's never been fired. Why is this breaking? Mm-hmm. And the Staccato C is just a totally different animal, which is the only one I've had my hands on and actually pulled the trigger on. I've held a few of the DDCs, but anyway. So, yes, ma'am, you're about to say something?
No, I absolutely agree with you. I think just like any other brand, they have had their ups and downs and a learning curve. But I think the recent addition of some staff members and also the professionals that have joined in their research and development, in their QA process, in their testing process, I have seen so many improvements come out, and their marketing, even their marketing and how much they're out there, people winning different competitions with them, LEOs carrying more and more SDIs. I think we have seen a tremendous improvement. So I was basically agreeing with you. I think they've made some amazing changes recently.
Well, I mean, Nighthawk is another one of my sponsors, and it's companies like these two that go beyond the entry-level gun and actually incorporate a little technology and a little research and development into it that revitalizes the model. And with the 2011, well, I mean, the 2011 is just, it's a pinnacle when I look at it, because I carried a 1911 in the military for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
We never got the Berettas where I was at. So I carried a 1911. I just like the trigger. And that was with one, the one I was using, I'm sure it saw action in World War II. So getting a piece of technology like an STI in my hands, that's a whole different thing. Now, we got about a minute and 10 seconds left. So what's next for you? What's coming up next? And where can we find you?
Well, it's extremely hot in summertime here in Dallas. So I am shipping off to Europe for about a month or so. But when I do come back, I really, I do believe I have, I'm planning on attending a shooting match in Missouri. Completely skipped my mind the name of it. It's a junior, it's a shooting match that focuses on the Generation 3 Gun match in Missouri, which really focuses on youth in 3 guns. So that's probably going to be my next kind of big match. But I do plan on focusing on a little bit more pistol training, especially now that I represent STI with all of these other amazing people. So I will probably go back to my roots a little bit and start shooting a little bit more USPSA. So that's next for me. Other than that, I'm all business. So
there you go.
If you need any marketing help, hit me up on gunqueen.com.
Gunqueen.com. Thank you for joining me, Diana.
Thank you for having me, Bill, and have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you so much. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance.
On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.